Emmanuel Macron wants to win a second term as France's president, and for now, opinion polls suggest that he's likely to succeed. At a packed stadium outside Paris, Macron held the first rally of his campaign. The centrist leader promised more jobs, tax cuts, and to continue with his pro-EU agenda.
We are a European nation and proud to be one. We are no one's vassal. We pursue politics and diplomacy that are independent. We talk to everyone all the time. That's what we do. France's role is not to give in to divisions that paralyze.
Macron said that these are challenging times. The past 5 years have certainly tested his ability to handle a crisis. His diplomatic efforts over Ukraine have played out well with most French voters, as has his management of the COVID pandemic. His government injected billions of dollars into the economy to protect businesses and jobs.
COVID, Ukraine, he's managed it all well, calmly. We can't complain, and he will win.
We are living in catastrophic times. COVID, the war, he's a fair president. He's neither left or right, but in the middle, and that's exactly what we need right now.
Macron's leading the presidential race for now, but in recent days, his nearest rival, the far-right leader Marine Le Pen, has closed the gap by focusing on the issue that most voters say they are concerned by in this campaign, the cost of living.
Energy is not a luxury or a waste, but a basic necessity. So as I proposed as far back as September, I'll lower tax on fuel, heating oil, gas and electricity.
Le Pen's focus on rising prices has deflected the spotlight from her anti-immigration, anti-Islam agenda and widened her appeal. But some analysts say it's unlikely to be enough for a victory.
Macron's social and economic track record is seen as pretty poor by some French people, but he's benefiting from what we call the rally round the flag effect, where different parts of society support a leader at a time of grave international crisis.
1 week before the first round, and France's election seems likely to be a rerun of the 2017 race, in which a second round between Macron and Le Pen pits centrist politics against rising populism. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Nanterre.